The Middle East's economy is growing rapidly. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Jeffrey Kappen, assistant professor of international business at Drake University, discusses the expansion of the Middle East marketplace.
If you're interested in investment products screened for social concerns, the quickly growing Islamic financial sector may be for you. Growing at a rate 50% faster than conventional banking, current estimates value the Islamic financial market at nearly $3 trillion and project that it could increase to $5 trillion by 2016. Large banking centers like Dubai, Kuala Lumpur, and London are moving quickly to create products that comply with the requirements of Sharia or religious law. Muslim consumers must avoid haram or prohibited industries, namely those associated with alcohol, gambling, pornography, weapons manufacture, and pork products. Islamic law also prohibits interest, which is seen as a form of exploitation, and Muslims are enjoined to mobilize their savings and investments towards activities that better the community. On a recent research trip to Qatar and the United Arab Emirates, I found considerable enthusiasm and optimism among academics and industry leaders engaged in creating the technical infrastructure necessary to meet growing consumer demand. For example, current efforts aim to create financial solutions that ensure capital will be used to create positive social impact rather than only screening for prohibited industries. Businesses have a wonderful opportunity to tap into the growing market for Sharia-compliant financial products. For example, last year the Hong Kong government was able to issue an award-winning $1 billion Islamic bond at rates lower than those that other regional governments were paying for conventional issuances at comparable credit ratings. Globally, this is becoming a competitive industry where culturally savvy countries and companies are poised to reap benefits from embracing a rapidly expanding market.
That was Jeffrey Kappen of Drake University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.